Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I treat people in certain situations, certain ways, not because of them, but because they are His. Do you understand that? We want to train ourselves in our thinking. Sometimes people think, well, you're just making a big deal out of a man. No, I know the difference. I have no delusions about flesh. I don't care who they are. If they're flesh, they're a man, they're a woman, they have faults, they've made mistakes, I know that. But if God's chosen them, if He's put His anointing on them, if He's used them, I want to see to it I respect that, even in spite of flesh failure. Do you remember David was anointed to be king? And Saul had gotten so far from God, he had an evil spirit. You remember that? He'd become full of hate and bitter, and he saw the anointing was on David, and he tried to kill him. Remember that? David sitting there playing on his instrument for Saul to give him some peace and relief, and in the middle of this, he throws his spear at him, tries to pin him against the wall, tries to kill him. That's just like pulling out a pistol today and shooting at somebody. Tried to kill him. And David left and had to run for his life. I mean, this happened repeatedly. He's out on the run, fugitive, treated like a criminal, hiding in holes and caves. Well, you remember that he had an opportunity where they snuck up in the camp one night, and here Saul is laying there, and David's men, some of his men are with him that sneaked into the camp. And this bunch is a bunch of warriors, man. I mean, you talk about strong men. Have you read their exploits? I mean, one of these guys that was close to David, there was a giant down in a pit with a huge spear, and he was, you know, talking big one day, and one of David's men went down in that pit, took that spear away from the guy and killed him with it. One of them tackled a lion hand to hand. I mean, these men had no fear. And one of them stood up over him and said, let me strike him. It won't take but one time. I'll take care of this problem for you. What did David say? He said, no. He said, no, you won't touch him. And I won't touch him. Why? Because he's the Lord's anointed. This is a demon-possessed man. A man full of hate and murder. And he calls him the Lord's anointed? Why? Because he had been. Did you hear that now? He was chosen of God. He had been used of God. The anointing of God had been on him. And what did he say? He said, I'm going to leave him to God. You know, he may fall in battle or something will come. He may be judged if he don't straighten up. But my hand is not going to touch him. Now see, was he just making a big deal out of Saul or was he honoring God? He was honoring God. God chose him. God put him in. God can remove him. But my hand's not going to be on him. Can you see this? Now, we said we gave you one thing, and I want to go to a second one this morning about how to show honor. Number one, reference. How to show honor to God and to man is reference, or how you refer to something or someone. You refer to something with dignity and respect is a way of showing honor. How would you rather somebody refer to you? My good friend, so-and-so, or that guy? You know, we need to understand in talking about somebody, don't just refer to them on the basis of nationality or color. You know, well, that black man, Well, then, I mean, if you're going to be correct, then everybody else, that you should say that white man or that red man or that yellow man. Do you want people referring to you as that white man? No, it's a man, right? Why put designations on it? You watch this, black or white, red or yellow, whatever. People that are always talking about the differences are prejudice. Even, you know, well, think about this. If you're prejudiced against prejudiced people, what are you? You're prejudiced. And prejudice has a lot more to do than with color. There are a lot of rich people that are prejudiced against poor people. And a whole lot of poor people that are prejudiced against rich people. You got Baptists that are prejudiced against Catholics. Pentecostals that are prejudiced against Baptists. Educated that are prejudiced against uneducated. But how you refer to somebody shows your respect and honor or your lack thereof. We don't just refer to somebody as that old man or to your wife as my old lady. And that might be accepted in some biker clubs, but not around here. Who is that? That's your lovely wife, the queen of your home. Somebody said, that's funny. I know it, but it's just because we're so far removed from it. Sarah called Abraham Lord. Now, every time I say that, I'm quoting a scripture. Did you realize that? A New Testament verse. I'm quoting a New Testament scripture. And every time you say that, you can almost hear it. People say, if you think I'm calling George Lord, you got another. Hey, I didn't tell you to do anything. Today, we don't use the word Lord or Lady so much in that designation, but an appropriate term, the counterpart would be Sir, would probably be closer to the language we use today. Would it be good for your children to see you referring to your wife with dignity and respect, and her referring to you, the wives referring to the husbands with dignity and respect? And when you're talking about the president, you don't just say that jerk, no matter which president you're talking about. You're talking about the governor. You're talking about the whoever. Maybe they did some dumb stuff. Maybe they did some ungodly, unrighteous stuff. Saul was doing some ungodly stuff, wasn't he?
Yes.
Had murder in his heart. Had an evil spirit. And yet David calls him what? The Lord's anointed. Why? Because God had picked him, and God had used him, God had placed him and anointed him. I want you to go on with me today. Let's look in Romans. Romans, the 10th chapter. Before I go on, say something else about this reference. One of the most serious charges of something that you could do in the New Testament is blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Jesus spoke very, very severely about that. What is blaspheming the Holy Ghost? Well, you need to be specific without me going back there and teaching on it. Jesus was casting out devils. He was healing people. And his enemies, his opponents said, he's doing it by the devil. And that's when he talked to them about blaspheming the Holy Ghost, because they had attributed the work of the Holy Ghost to the devil. Well, that's how disrespectful can you be? That's about as dishonoring and disrespectful as you could possibly be to call the work of God the work of the devil. I'm telling you two things now to be very careful how you refer to. The Holy Spirit. Be careful how you refer to Him. And secondly is the blood. How you speak of the blood. These are two of the most holy and to be most revered things in heaven and should be on earth. His Spirit and His blood. Hebrews talks about people insulting or doing despite and insulting the Spirit of grace and insulting the blood. So when you talk about the blood, well, let me say it like this. No jokes about the blood. You know what I mean by that? And be careful about jokes about the Holy Spirit. And be careful about being irreverent. I've heard some people, I know they didn't mean anything by it, but they say, "Do you got the ghost?" Well, that's not quite respectful enough for me. How many know what I mean by that? And I just want, don't want you to make mistakes in these areas, and I want you to help other people too, particularly about these two things. Watch how you refer to the Holy Spirit. Watch how you refer to anything concerning the blood. When we're talking about the blood, show all the respect you know how. All the honor and respect. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, show all the respect you know how. And you know, there's a lot of people that make fun of tongues, don't they? Talking in tongues. And if they weren't so ignorant, they'd be in trouble. The Lord has mercy on people that really don't know any better. If they're really totally ignorant. But if you know it's God and you make fun of it like it's not, that's serious. I said, that's serious. You can be judged for that kind of thing. You don't want to do that. But here in this place, we show the Holy Spirit respect. Yes. Amen. Yes. I mean, He's the director of affairs of the church on the earth.
That's right.
Isn't He? He only says what He hears the Father say in the Lord Jesus. And we want to be reverential and respectful. And when we talk about the blood, I mean it, once a month, we set aside to show honor and respect for the blood and the body. Amen? And we never want that. One reason we don't do it every time is because we don't want it just to be a routine. We want it to be something special, that we honor and respect the blood and we honor and respect the body. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
So beware of jokes about these things and irreverence, because it's improper. And if you know better, it can bring judgment. In Romans 12, are you there? Romans 12 and verse 10. Romans 12 and 10 says, "Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor," doing what? "Preferring one another." In honor, preferring one another. Number one way we said that you show respect, that you show honor, is how you refer to things. Number two is how you prefer. Prefer people and our things. Show preference. I mean, it's as simple, your favorite piece of jewelry. Maybe you got a watch that's more expensive than any other watch. I've got several nice watches. Not ashamed of them either.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.